This is the BBC.
Here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris is back, so we do bangers. Also, the stars of the UK are listening and call the show to help give me some showbiz exclusives for my appearance on Good Morning Britain. And we told you that Pink is going to be on tomorrow's show. If you're a Pink superfan, we need to hear from you. Hello, it's Scott here. My nose is off.
Is it?
Yeah, it's that time of year, isn't it? Everyone gets a cold. I mean, I hate to complain about it. You know, if you've listened to me for a long time, you know I never complain about being ill when I'm ill.
Yeah, but is it one of those situations where you've got to choose between mouth or nose in terms of... why are you looking at me like that?
What do you mean?
In terms of breathing. Like, it's one or the other. You're either talking...
Yeah.
But if you're talking, you can't breathe.
That's
sort of
the thing. And I have to open my mouth a lot for my job.
And then you have to talk really quick, so be...
Yeah. Yeah.
God, is that a worry, though? Because, and by the way, you've kept this secret from what I understand. You're on Good Morning Britain tomorrow morning doing the showbiz news.
Yes,
which
I am.
We definitely need to talk about. What a role.
Why do we need to talk about it, though?
Well, because I didn't know that you were doing this kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm just sitting in for Rich and Arnold, babe.
So, how did that come about?
Like, well, because same.
So, like, yeah, okay. So, you're on doing the showbiz, then?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Are you worried?
Why should I be worried?
Well, cold.
Oh, yeah.
And just like having showbiz gossip, because that's the key with that role, isn't it?
Hopefully anyway. I won't sound like, I don't know whether you heard this, Sean Locke on Good Morning Britain this morning. Obviously something going around.
My voice is going, by the way.
You're affecting a very deep, husky, sexy look for the Christmas season.
And it gets worse.
So I shaved it off. It was an experiment. It was actually quite interesting because...
Your voice is getting more entertaining, Sean.
Oh, no.
It's going to be me tomorrow.
But not because it's not good, but because talking about comedy, if you talk about...
Oh, no.
Oh, bless. And now... The voice, just like me, he's talked for a while, so now fully off, listen.
But I think it's a fraud. I'm going to get my voice box done like this. I won't have to write any jokes. I'm sure there's someone you can go and see in Harley Street and they'll just make your voice like this all the time.
You might have seen them already. I don't know what you've been doing the last few weeks.
I said, can I have that voice?
I tell you, you've had us in stitches.
One. Oh, God. Good luck, everyone.
Scott Mills.
All right, I can see you're worried about this appearance on Good Morning Britain tomorrow doing the showbiz
thing.
Stop
saying I'm worried about it. Why would I be worried? I've like done.
You sound worried.
Been on the telly before.
You sound worried, and I know why. Because you need showbiz news, don't you? The point of doing that segment on there is that you give showbiz exclusives, and that's what they're very good at. There, they say, right, I've got this news, and it's hard because you've got to come up with this stuff every day.
Yeah, you do have to say exclusive and make that happen. That's kind of the job.
And I think if you want a repeat booking on that, you'll need to have a real juicy exclusive,
right?
Because you turn up with the showbiz gossip. So
is it not enough to just go, that's right, Kate, that's right, Ben, it's the X Factor final this weekend?
No, you need to also be throwing in, and I can exclusively reveal on Good Morning Britain right now, and then the exclusive.
Okay.
So anyway, I think we can help you with this because there's bound to be celebrities listening right now who will be able to give you some exclusive gossip that you can then use tomorrow.
Okay.
But not just celebrities listening. I think there'll be people listening right now that know all sorts of scandals and stuff that you can give as an exclusive tomorrow.
Okay, so we're looking for people to give us celeb gossip, no matter how good, as long as I can present it as an exclusive.
Exactly.
So if you have any, then text us on 81119. And if you are or you're with a famous right now, please text in as well to 81119. Quite a good gauge of who might be listening to the show, isn't it?
Well, I've already sent a couple of exploratory messages, one to Bobby Norris. Now, Bobby Norris isn't available at the moment.
What do you mean Bobby Norris isn't available?
He's a TBC because he's in a salon right now. But he says, babes, I will get back to you.
Love Bobby from Towie. Always in a salon.
I do have to say this, though. If you are a slightly, say, lower down the list celebrity, the gossip has to be a bit bigger to justify everything.
Well, let us know on 81119.
Scott Mills.
Now, is that actually Amanda Holden that's just texted there?
What's she say? Hello. Can you say what she's saying? We've got to be careful here.
Listening to you on the M5, here's an exclusive. And I put my Christmas tree up this weekend. Good luck tomorrow. Love, Amanda Holden. Or if you think this is more interesting, I'm a guest speaker at Oxford University tomorrow evening.
Well, could be.
I think that might be actual Amanda Holden. Hello. Hi, Amanda.
But if you're pretending to be Amanda Holden right now as well, that's
If you're pretending to be Amanda Holden out of everybody, then you need to take a real long, good, hard look at yourself. Why would you do that? Someone walked out on a date with Russell Brand 15 years ago.
Okay. Well, that sounds juicy.
And Jack in Bury St Edmunds says, why not break the exclusive that there's going to be a royal wedding?
Scott Mills.
Seriously, will the real Amanda Holden please stand up? Because I mean, never thought I'd say that on today's show. But someone's like, hi, Amanda Holden here. Who's pretending to be me? I'm currently in Doncaster. Yeah, but I can see that you've texted before because I can see the history and you're actually Lee from Reading, so...
Scott Mills.
Oh, Tyne Lexi from this year's Love Island's just texted in for our exclusive.
Oh, great. What is the exclusive?
That she's still single and ready to mingle. Thanks, Tyne Lexi. Apparently, you have somebody, our first celebrity, on the line with an exclusive next, right?
We've got one. This is all moving very well for you, I think.
Okay, coming up.
Scott Mills.
You're doing the showbiz on Good Morning Britain tomorrow, Scott. I need some exclusives.
I'm just sitting in for Richard Arnold, who I think has gone to the jungle to report on the I'm a Celebrities.
So this is your chance to take over. We've got our first celebrity on the phone with some juicy gossip,
hopefully.
Serious, and we think it's her. We think we've got Amanda Holden on the phone.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, darling. Oh, it is you, because earlier we got your text and I was like, that's not Amanda Holden, but it is. Are you okay?
It is me, yeah. I love your show. I listen to Radio 1 all the time. It's brilliant.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice to know. It's odd when you ask for people to text in and they actually do. Like, we've had a couple of people from Love Island text in. Then Amanda. Obviously, Amanda's the biggest star so far. Mm. So, have you got any... I mean, do you have anything to plug? And then you can, in return, if you can give me an exclusive for Good Morning Britain tomorrow.
So, if you're looking for beautiful homeware... then you can go over to QVC and I've got my Bundleberry range.
Oh, wow.
No, this is...
Okay.
Other apps are available. I know it's...
Okay. And in return, what can you give me that I can give an exclusive tomorrow, Amanda?
In return, I've got a really juicy bit of information for you about Simon Cowell.
Okay, amazing.
He's very partial. Hula hoop.
No, see the phone cut out there, so all I heard was hula hoop. So Simon Cowell, something, something, hula hoop.
What went on?
Yeah, he's brilliant with it. No, he's very partial to a beef-flavoured hula hoop.
Beef-flavoured hula hoop.
That's interesting. That is quite
exclusive.
That is his snack of choice.
I didn't know
so
that.
So where does he... Are those sort of hidden under the desk?
Under the desk, he wears a pair of, like, pink fluffy slippers. That's probably another exclusive.
Nice.
And he has a stash of tangerines, seedless, and some beef-flavoured hula hoops.
Good, because I've got to do... some of the stuff tomorrow is about X Factor, so I can just slip that in. That's awesome. Thank you.
But mad that the beef hula hoops, you'd think that they wouldn't blend with the oranges. Mm. It's a weird mix.
It's like one of his expressions, isn't it? It's like he says, you don't work. It's like a beef-flavoured hula hoop with a tangerine.
Good impression.
It's like one of his... It's not. It's rubbish.
Oh, yeah. Amanda, thanks so much for calling up and being on. That's awesome. I'm going to take that with me tomorrow.
Vince, good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, babe. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thank you. Love that Amanda Holden listen.
Great start, that. Beef hula hoops.
Someone has just pointed this out. How can they be exclusive if you're giving them out on Radio 1 now?
Yeah, but I guess the thinking is, it's like we're all trying to help you ahead of your TV thing tomorrow.
Not an exclusive anymore, though, is it?
Scott Mills.
Hello, Nick, who says, Amanda didn't catch on to the fact that you said if you're pretending to be Amanda Holden, you need to take a long look at yourself. Like, she wasn't pretending to be Amanda Holden. That is Amanda Holden on the phone.
No, but what she's saying is when... What he's saying is that when you were... talking about Amanda Holden beforehand, you were saying, why would you be an impressionist of Amanda Holden, of all people? That's what sounded rude.
Is that what it came?
You don't realise that what you said there potentially sounded a bit rude about Amanda Holden.
I'm sorry about that.
I don't think you intended it to be.
No, but out of everyone that you could pretend to be, why would you be Amanda Holden?
But that's what I'm saying. That sounds offensive.
Does it?
Yes.
Why?
I think you think that phrase is okay. That sounds offensive.
Why would someone go around pretending to be... It's like, why would someone go around pretending to be Tess Daly? You just wouldn't.
Yeah, but when you say, especially Amanda Holden...
Oh, I see, right. Okay, I understand.
It's a bit like saying, God, if you can do an impression of someone, do someone really famous.
Okay,
that's what
I
it sounds
that.
Like you're
okay.
saying.
I apologise.
One, Scott Mills.
So, only 3 days of bangers this week, and Chris only here for two of them.
Yeah, sorry.
No, that's right. So, yesterday on the phone, we had Jeremy Kyle,
in your place choosing a banger. Sadly, though, Jeremy didn't win, and it went to me.
Okay.
So far this week, 1-0 to me on bangers. I found a brilliant... Oh, I'm not going to say it.
What do you mean? You found
a
choice?
Brilliant new well of
so who is it?
On BBC Radio.
It's not a person. It's just a place where I can go. I've got some really good ones up my sleeve in the next couple of weeks.
Scott Mills.
The place where you're getting your music for bangers.
Yeah.
The new place. Mm-hmm. Is it the internet?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. It's really good. You can find like anything on there.
So what
it's
you did,
like
just
a whole new
them.
Source of information for bangers. Yeah, it's
you,
really
you go
good.
On a search engine, just
yeah.
search.
Uh-huh. Hello, Radio 1.
Yes, hi, Scott.
Hello, yes, who's that?
It's James from Leighton Buzzard.
Hey, James, how can I help you?
I was just wondering, you were teasing us yesterday. Who's this famous you've got on later this week?
Well, tomorrow, in fact. I don't even know whether Chris knows this, because he was off yesterday when it was being talked about. James?
Yes. Yes.
If I tell you the person and you're not excited, could you pretend to be excited, please? Because it'll ruin it otherwise.
Of course I can.
Okay. Who do you think it is?
I don't know. Rita? No, is that a... I don't know. I just don't know.
Okay. I'm make a yeah. guess then. Dangerous game, this, I guess.
Rita Ora?
Yeah, Rita Ora. Who knows? I don't...
No. Tomorrow on the show, we've got Pink.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Pink.
Actual Pink.
Whoa, actual Pink.
Oh, you might want to get that.
Oh, yeah.
News
sorry,
is spreading.
it's
getting around. Also, this is awesome.
Also, people with two phones, don't trust them.
Hang on, so Pink tomorrow on the show. Pink.
Yes. Pink is on the show tomorrow.
Great.
She's amazing. Like, one of my favourites. I've not interviewed her for, like I said, 10 years.
Amazing.
And she is on this show tomorrow afternoon. How good is that?
Scott Mills.
I know you're trying to get rid of my cob. It feels like you're trying to get rid of me as well. What have you just ordered me?
Got you a spicy, spiciest thing I could.
Mama.
Oh.
Oh. I'm going to explode.
You'll be all right.
Nobody wants that. That's a gala and Sweet Lovin'. Big Shat Man's Not Hot coming up.
You are.
And some I'm really hot, actually. Sweating out.
Man's very hot.
What was it?
Spicy, it's like spicy soup thing, spicy
red
noodle soup.
Paste thing, wow.
Yeah, it looked almost evil.
Scott Mills.
MPs and party leaders really embracing that song at the moment. Let's not forget, Jeremy Corbyn was on it back in September at a conference.
So, mate, it's a bit warm in here. Do you not want to take off your jacket?
The man's not hot.
That happened.
The man is not hot.
The man
hot.
Is not hot. And hi to Fiona Onasanya, MP, who just slipped in some of the lyrics yesterday in her speech.
Beyond a small announcement on mathematics, there was no extra money for the education system. It is not as simple as 2 + 2 = 4, -3 = 1, quick maths.
That happened in Parliament yesterday, everyone. That moment again.
It is not as simple as 2 + 2 = 4, -3 = 1, quick maths.
Sorry, Fiona Hum, but you did actually get it wrong.
Well, the maths is sound. She's got it not quite the same
it's
lyrics.
It's not the same as the yeah. song, no.
It is not as simple as 2 + 2 = 4, -3 = 1, quick maths.
How do you say it? You're saying it wrong, big man.
Yeah. Here's the actual line.
2 + 2 = 4, -1, that's 3, quick maths.
Sorry, Fiona. You messed it up.
Scott Mills.
I'm very confused as to where we are with bangers at the moment, you know?
Okay, so we did the breakfast show on Monday and Tuesday, so there was no bangers. Yesterday, Jeremy Kyle, wasn't actually Jeremy Kyle, there's an impressionist called Luke. He played In Place of You.
Okay.
I won. So now
you're 1-0 up.
I'm 1-0 up. That's where we're at.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Have I mentioned I'm ill?
I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill.
Such a boy. Man up, Mills.
Hello.
Hello, Jess.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Jess in Swindon.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah, okay. I did a radio show once from Platform 1 at Swindon train station.
Oh, did you? It's not very nice there.
Oh.
In Swindon.
It's also like basically a train station. Don't say it's not nice. It's the same as every other one, but yeah. I was live from a bed because it was brought to you by a local bed superstore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so to promote the beds, I had to be in the bed.
Gosh,
the whole show.
Dreadful.
Yeah, long time ago. What are you doing today, Jess?
I'm just driving home from work at the minute. I'm driving back from Watford.
Okay,
oh,
cool.
Sweet. And what were you working at in Watford?
So I do sales, so I'll just meet people and sell them apprenticeships.
Okay, are you in a power suit right now?
Kind of. I'm in a dress today. I thought I'd be a bit summery, even though it's freezing.
Exactly, but when you're going to Watford, so dress up.
I mean, Jess, were you there for the homecoming of Rack Sue the other night? They were back in Watford, there was a lot of excitement.
Oh, I'm gutted, I missed that.
Yeah, at the Watford
Road.
Match at Vicarage Road. The Man United fans, not as keen, were they?
No, they
booed heavily.
Yes.
I don't know how they're going to get around that on the TV.
The atmosphere was hostile.
Right. But how are they going to get around that on the TV on Saturday, on the final?
Well, that's what I'm interested to see, because they're surely not going to play out what the Man United fans were singing Rack Sue.
You did text me that. They didn't think that through.
I think it was harsh on Rack Sue to do a homecoming at a football match. Right? It's odd.
Okay, Jess, this is what I've got for you today.
I was in a 2-on-2 on the Uptown. You know what's up, or don't you? Word of who made you? I'm
fine.
I think I've got the right version.
That's a good one.
It's good, right? Azealia Banks, 212.
I can sing that as well. I know the words.
Okay,
don't do it.
Please don't. Unless you can radio edit.
Okay, no, don't try.
Okay, and all right. Chris?
Oh, I've got such a good song on today's bangers. I really want you to choose it, Jess.
Oh.
It's one of my favourite songs ever, this. This is the Cortinas, Not 19 Forever. Oh no, those aren't the noises I want to hear from you, Jess. This is good.
It's kind of a no-brainer for me, I'm afraid. I'm going to have to go with Scott.
Yes! It's a tune.
It's a robbery. That's what it is.
Well, the North have been on, and they're not happy. They're like, "Hey, mate, what are you playing at? I'm from Manchester, as you were." And then they're not pleased about that decision.
Understandably so, though. That over the Cortinas, I think it's a disgrace.
Yeah. So that makes it 2-0 to me on Bangers this week.
Scott Mills.
Afternoon, this is Scott on BBC Radio 1. Stay there for Ed Sheeran and Perfect. Is it true they've now added, there's a version with Beyonce on?
I think it comes out tonight.
Wow. Beyonce just likes popping up on things at the moment, doesn't she?
How's it going to work though? Because at the moment it's Ed Sheeran singing to a lady, isn't it, about being so perfect.
Yeah, they're going to have to change it a bit.
So is this going to be like the reply version in the song? Would Beyonce, and you're standing there with your ginger hair,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
She's on Walk and Water as well, but I mean, massive songs, but literally must take her 5 minutes.
Yeah, but it's gonna be weird because it's gonna be like a love song between Ed Sheeran and Beyonce, and that for me it feels weird.
But you can imagine, right? It's like, all right, we've got 5 minutes with Beyonce. Right, is this what I sing? Walk and Water, Ben, Jesus. All right, thanks, bye. I mean, it's pretty easy, isn't it? Maybe do a whole song soon, Beyonce, be lush.
Scott Mills.
So tomorrow, I am the showbiz correspondent on Good Morning Britain.
So the great news is, Scott, people are starting to get in touch to help you out with your exclusive.
Okay.
And I can reveal that on the phone right now, if you go to line one, there is someone that I think can give us a bit of juicy goss.
Okay, hello, who's that?
Hello, Scott. This is Anton Debeck here from Strictly Come Dancing.
Yes.
Hello, love.
Oh, Ron, how are you, my love?
I'm all right. Are you still dancing?
Are you asking?
Yeah. He's just tapping one out right now, Scott.
Always, yes.
Always dancing, yeah. You all right?
Very well.
I'm seeing a lot about this album of yours beating various people in the charts right now, Anton.
I'm very glad you brought that up because it's called From the Top and it's out now, ready for Christmas.
Right.
And it's a perfect Christmas gift.
Right, okay.
And if you make mention of that, let me tell you this. I've got a little bit of gossip for you.
Massive plug for your album there in return for what can you give me?
I can give you a little bit of gossip. I can give you that earlier this year, I had my hair transplanted.
From where to where?
From my chest to my head.
No way.
Is this real?
I promise you. I promise you, and that's why I've got a nice sort of, you know, a nice fullness of body in my hair now. And
do you know?
I had it shifted from there to there.
Right. So obviously, I know you very well because we've done the show together. And I did
indeed.
I did think to myself when I saw you in the group dance the other week. I was like, Anton's something's happened there.
Yeah.
It looks great,
Anton Toupet. The headline.
Oh, good.
Okay. Right, so Anton Dubek hair transplant. I was writing that down.
Yeah, but it was better than that, really. From the chest hair to the
chest
top. Like,
that's head.
But could you do that tomorrow morning on the TV, Scott?
Yeah, why not?
I think that's great.
Thanks, Anton. That is a great exclusive. So it was chest to head, right?
Chest to head, baby.
And was that done in this country, or did you get a deal somewhere abroad?
I might have gone overseas.
Even better. Oh, I love you.
Thanks, Anton.
Love you too. Much love.
Oh. That's great.
Keep dancing.
Yeah. Okay, on line two right now, I've got someone else with some like showbizzy goss, hopefully.
Okay. Well, I can drop in on Good Morning Britain tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, who's that, please?
Hello, Scott Mills. This is Jake Wood, otherwise known as EastEnders' Max Brenning.
Oh, yeah.
All the showbiz... See, all the people that I know are coming out now and going, like, Scott, we can help you out.
Because they see an opportunity.
Yeah,
thanks so much. Stuff plugged, you know.
Jake, you're busy at the moment because like, you basically are Christmas on the TV, aren't you, this year?
Yeah, I've been very busy this year. So we've got a fantastic EastEnders Christmas. It's sort of the culmination of Max's revenge. Yeah, I've been very busy, boys. We've just kind of finished them filming them sort of like within the last few days. But yeah, really busy, but they're amazing. So
have you done all the Christmas and New Year episodes?
Yeah, so it's sort of like been Christmas for me for about 6 weeks. Yeah, so
that's weird.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. And then so my Christmas is normally about 3 months long by the time it all ends.
Yeah, because I remember going around the EastEnders set once, and I think it was September, and like all the Christmas trees are up, and I was like, this is just weird.
Yeah, like literally, we'll be on Valentine's Day soon. It's it's pretty strange. But listen, could you put me in touch with Anton de Beck's hair transplant doctor?
Absolutely, Chester hair, baby.
Chester hair. You have a full rug on there. Right, what can you give me? What happens in the Christmas episode, by the way?
Oh, I can't.
Let's try.
Thought I was going to get
Max is very heavily featured, and I think they're some of the best episodes I've read for many, many years, probably since Max Stacey reveal. So,
Wow. Yes, I can't wait, because you've got to watch this. It's the law on Christmas Day. Mm. Right.
Showbiz.
So, what have you got? I'm on Good Morning Britain tomorrow. I'm the new Richard Arnold. So, anything you can give me, Jake?
Right. I once auditioned for the part of Wolverine.
Really?
Yeah.
Ironically, a hairy character.
could have been the reason that it didn't work out. I don't know.
Did you have hair at the time?
Sorry?
Did you have hair at the time?
Yeah, I did. I did have some hair at the time. And I thought the audition went very well. But obviously...
Damn that Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. I mean, where is he now?
Right,
you know,
exactly.
I mean,
that would have been wicked if you were... Wolverine.
So good. But
it would have been good, but then you would never have had Max Brenning, you see.
Exactly.
So,
and that just wouldn't be right. All right, Jake, thanks so much. I'll try and slip that in tomorrow.
Lovely. Thanks, guys.
Lots of love. Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Well, some of the biggest stars in the UK have been on the show today, giving me exclusives for my little appearance on Good Morning Britain tomorrow. Amanda Holden, who just was casually listening. Jake Wood, Max Brenning. Anton de Beck.
Yes. Chester Head, baby.
Chester Head. Who have you got? You got another one for me?
I've got another one for you just on line one there. Scott is reigning X Factor champion Matt Terry.
Yes, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fantastic. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Where are you at the moment?
I'm actually at home. I'm doing an album signing in about an hour down in Kent. So I'm ready for that.
Oh, where in Kent? You should plug it because I need some gossip off you.
Yeah, perfect. It's in Kingston. It's at Banquet Records at 6 o'clock. So just make sure everyone's there.
Okay. Nice one. How does it feel that after the weekend you're not going to be reigning X Factor champ? That must feel odd.
Yeah, do you know, it's crazy. It's come around so quickly, but amazing at the same time. I think, it's time for somebody else to reign for the year.
The reign. Who do you think is going to win?
I want Kevin to win, but I feel like Raxu's going to win.
Okay, cool. And you've got your album out as well this week?
Yep, the album's out. It's called Trouble. It's available everywhere, so go and grab a copy.
Oh, awkward, we just had Anton De Beck on there.
Yeah, yeah, he's got an album out as well, apparently. Okay, so in return for that blatant bit of advert, what can you give me back? Because I need it for the showbiz section on GMB tomorrow.
Yeah, I always go for a wee sitting down, even on a urinal.
Oh.
Oh, thanks, Matt Terry.
Scott Mills.
People genuinely really confused about what Matt Terry just said. All right, Matt Terry, how on earth do you sit down to wee using a urinal? I mean, we were all thinking it, weren't we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a very tricky thought, that.
But he does. He even at urinals, he sits on them.
Why?
Okay, tomorrow on the show, after three, we have got pop legend Pink on this show. This is big.
Mm.
Came in to see Grimmy a while back and she was amazing. She's so good, Pink. Like, such a great artist and actually just a really nice person as well. What I'm up for is getting one of you to talk to Pink on this show tomorrow. But here's the thing. You need to be, like, the biggest Pink fan in the world. You need to be that because Pink is going to ask you some questions about herself. So if you like Pink a bit, but you don't really know that much about her, probably don't enter for this because you'll be on the phone to Pink and she'll be like, okay, in what town was I born and in what year? And you'll be like,
Now you've really got to know your stuff.
You really need to know, okay? So I'm looking for the kind of person that, like, lives for Pink, like, goes to all her gigs, would probably cry if they even spoke to her.
Yeah, we're looking for Pink's biggest fan.
Right. So you can email us, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put your number on there and one of the team might ring you back and you could talk to Pink on this show tomorrow. Or if you're a massive Pink fan and it's easier to text, then it's 81199. Pink's going to be on the show 10 past 3 tomorrow. We're looking for... You remember when we had that fan of Dua Lipa on and he was like, oh, my God, yeah. Hashtag female Jesus, hashtag walk on water, that.
It'd be amazing to find someone who's, like, super, super excited, hasn't spoken to Pink before.
Yeah.
Oh, like, it's going to be really good for someone.
You can go see them millions of times. You never get to speak to your favourite pop star. And don't just have Wikipedia open as well, because the questions will be intricate.
Scott Mills.
Loads of celebs. Top celebs in Great Britain got in touch today, helping me out with my showbiz bit, which I'm doing tomorrow on Good Morning Britain, sitting in for Richard Arnold. We asked for the stars to call in, and they did, with some exclusive gossip that I can reveal on tomorrow's show. Like Amanda Holden.
Exclusive.
He's very partial to a beef-flavoured hula hoop.
So where does he hide? Are those sort of hidden under the desk?
Under the desk, he wears a pair of, like, pink fluffy slippers. That's probably another exclusive. And he has a stash of tangerines, seedless, and some beef-flavoured hula hoops.
Revealing Simon Cowell's favourite snacks there and also what he does under the desk. Then Anton De Beck popped up with this
exclusive.
Earlier this year, I had my hair transplanted from my chest to my head. Just
ahead,
baby.
He may have gone overseas for that.
All the showbiz.
Then Max Branning, Jake Wood called up.
Exclusive.
I once auditioned for the part of Wolverine.
Really?
Yeah.
Ironically, a hairy character.
could have been the reason that it didn't work out. I don't know.
Did you have hair at the time?
Yeah, I did. I did have some hair at the time.
Wow. And then, to top it all off, reigning X Factor champ Matt Terry with this bit of gossip.
Exclusive.
I always go for a wee sitting down.
Yeah, and that was it. Even on the urinal there.
I'm not sure you can reuse that one tomorrow, maybe, but...
Well,
no, it's
I can
there.
Be like, and yesterday on my show, Matt Terry told me
exclusive.
This.
Exclusive.
I always go for a wee sitting down.
Just that bit.
Listen, good luck tomorrow morning with that.
Thank you very much. I've got to be, they call it camera ready. At 6 a.m.
full makeup.
You've seen me in the mornings. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like caked on.
I bet the tan will be on as well.
Yeah, I might go after this.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 and at 10 past 3, Pink is on the show. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.